was pleasantly surprised. I thought that it was going to be this real strong kind of punch in the snout political book, and it isn't. I mean, it's beautifully written. There's the one scene in there where he's sitting on top of the fence eating mulberries and becoming exposed to too much of the mid-afternoon sun and gets very sick. And it's like, what a little boy. What a little kid to do that. And then, you know, it's not all that long later, you know, a few pages, a couple of chapters, where he's having that contest, the knife-throwing contest, with his neighbor whose father had been taken off as a dissident, and how he turns into just this little monster. He kind of delights in putting down the kid, his neighbor Kareem, and egging him on. It's, hey, it's just a game, you know. If you're so good, you know, beat me at it, play me again. And he really taunts the kid and becomes, you know, then you can see he goes from being this really kind of sweet little boy to you just want to choke the kid because he's become, you know, what his father was fighting against and, you know, in a much more reduced fashion. You know, I couldn't help read, you know, every time where they're talking about living in Tripoli and hearing the Marine hymn. From the shores of halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, and how we've kind of been, you know, connected to this strange land for so long, but otherwise knowing that it was a hot kind of desert country, that's what I knew, and that's about it. You know, I want to get to the end, but then I don't want it to end as well.